This.
I'm not on drugs. I'm not drunk.
Is Early Break. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
If you're trying to dine at Ruhlman's today, you have to wait one more day because
slow it down.
It's Tuesday. It's Tuesday.
Tuesday.
You got to wait till Wednesday.
It's Ruhlman's Eve.
It is.
It's Ruhlman's Eve today.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's kind of nice.
It's kind of nice. How about Christmas Eve? Love it. My favorite day of the year is what? Thanksgiving Eve.
Yep.
This is Ruhlman's Eve. You get
Ruhlman's Eve is fun, but
imagine you can't
go in.
Just driving around, they're going like this thing, one more day. Imagine this morning you wake the kids up. This is it, guys. Tomorrow.
Every week, too.
Tomorrow we're going to Ruhlman's, kids.
Every week.
Every week you get to talk about it again. Kids are like, is it today, Dad?
Yeah, that's some serious power from Phil right there.
When
I've got kids saying it's Ruhlman's Eve.
Ruhlman's Eve, yes.
We never talk about Phil's power, but
that's power.
It goes
that's
without
power.
Saying. Phil's very
powerful. He's very humble, but he's a powerful.
He's a powerful individual.
Humble man.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wearing all black.
All black.
Quiet.
All the time.
Yes.
Thank Ruhlman's
you,
Steakhouse. Open tomorrow through Sunday, Highway 6 in Ashland.
Feel the power. Go there and feel the power.
Just feel it.
There's a couple, you know, we know there's a lot of coaches right now that are in the hot seat. There's a couple on really warm seats. That's Mike Norvell at Florida State and Luke Fickell at Wisconsin. Yesterday, both schools had some statements about each of the coaches. Mike Norvell will be the head coach through the season for sure, per a statement yesterday at Florida State.
And I wish it would have been, he'll be the coach at least through this week. That would have been better. That's
so
basically what they said.
Hey, so no vote of confidence.
Not a vote of confidence.
No.
Now, the one that was, I thought, odd.
Hey,
was,
hold on. Real quick, just we have to mention this. Because
for Marty.
Norvell has lost 9 straight games in the ACC. Now, imagine that.
And they beat Alabama this year.
Imagine
9 handily.
Imagine 9 straight conference losses. That's
the head coach is 44. The last time he won, it was 42. He was 42 years old.
It's been over 400 days.
Now, the one that I think was odd was Wisconsin. So we mentioned Luke Fickell and the Badgers have been shut out at home in back-to-back games to Iowa, 37-0, and 34-0 to Ohio State. It's been horrible. Chris McIntosh is the AD. He sent a letter out to fan base, to ticket holders, season ticket holders and donors, and said, this is not good enough. I'm paraphrasing, it's not good enough, but Coach Fickell sees the potential in what this team can be, as do I, and shares the same disappointment and frustration. Goes on to say this, though, in terms of, are they making a change? They don't plan to at this point. He says, the chancellor, trying to get the support of the chancellor, says, as a department, we must provide our coaches the tools necessary to succeed. That means, this is from the AD, that means more athletics-funded investments into infrastructure, staffing, and most importantly, into infrastructure, staffing, student-athlete recruiting and retention. In this new era of collegiate athletics, the clear reality is that high expectations must be matched with an equal level of support. The results of this elevated support may not be immediate, but we are confident that impact will be positive and long-term. They're asking for money in the middle of a terrible season. If I'm a donor and I see Luke Fickell getting shut out in back-to-back games, am I sold that's the guy I want to help donate to the program for, or do I want to donate when a move is made and somebody else is in there?
Good point. I mean, how much do you trust the AD? That's,
exactly.
I mean, how much
he wants you.
The AD?
They're 2-5 right now.
There would never be a time, no matter what level it would be, that a letter would really all of a sudden you just go, "Hang on, this makes sense.
I'll write you a check."
Oh yeah, the letter makes sense. That's a hard one because right now those who would be in the elite status of, and I know several of them, obviously at Wisconsin from being there a couple times. I know who those boosters are. Well, you're not writing them a letter. You're talking to them. You're having conversations. So the letter's going out to like a season ticket holder that's on the 22-yard line.
Okay.
You know, and he's getting the letter and said, we need to have more help. But here's the problem, the part that's interesting, is that everyone kind of signed off on this handshake that the money we're going to use is the revenue share.
Right.
That's the salary cap.
Yep.
And everything else is going to be NIL, legit NIL. So it's not the old school, just we can just buy a $40 million. So what are we
doing?
So where's the money? We have to have more money for our roster to make sure that if they go to the dairy barn, that they can get each they'll go there each week and they'll get $5,000.
He's basically then talking about NIL money though, right? That's what.
Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. The holidays sneak up fast, but it's not too early to get your shopping done and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Wayfair's big sale is returning. Get ready for Way Day. For 4 days only, score up to 80% off all things home with free shipping on everything. From October 26th through 29th, score Wayfair's best deals. Like up to 80% off area rugs, up to 60% off mattresses, up to 60% off bedroom furniture, and more exclusive doorbuster deals. So mark your calendar and shop Way Day starting October 26th at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
But then what else are you talking about? Yeah, I don't think they're looking at that going like, what do we have to have for? Because also Wisconsin is extremely landlocked, which means there's no, like the facility that Nebraska added on, they had space for it. There's no space at Wisconsin.
So
they're landlocked. They finally made their bubble a little bit better, but it's not like what we need is a new locker room. No one's saying that right now, are they? I mean, where do you hear that from someone going like, what's the problem? What's the problem in Purdue? It's the locker room.
Not really.
Get a new locker room.
It seems
fine.
Like those infrastructure conversations take a backseat to just pay the players. Now, is there any concern on either of you's part that what I hear when I hear this is the AD has to be careful because he's transferring power to boosters, I think. Where now, if you're asking boosters to give a lot of money, now I know what you're saying. There's a certain power structure at Wisconsin, but they're going to ask those people for more money. That means more power for them, and they have greater say than maybe ever now. Am I wrong?
Have a lot of say.
Maybe at more than ever. The ADs have to be careful. You're asking these people for money. Well, I know from experience, I know this because I've covered this stuff for years. They want say then. You know, Dan Cook that has his name on the Cook Pavilion over there. I knew Dan. He's from Dallas.
I've been to his house.
He had say.
I'm sure it is.
He had say. He did. Whenever there were problems, I'd call him and say, what do you think? And he'd quote him in the paper and all that. But he had influence. Well, I think their influence is getting, I think it's going to grow, these guys.
Absolutely.
Because you're asking them, now you're asking them publicly for money. Right? Yeah. Okay, if you're asking me for money, then I want some say.
This is fresh off of back-to-back shutouts. Is this the time to ask for money right now?
It sounds desperate.
I mean, the fan base is pissed at you. They don't want to donate right now. They're irate.
But is that fickle behind the scenes saying I can't compete with these teams that are paying $1 million to the rush end?
I think right now that the timing is just off. Was that they didn't go a lot? What did a lot of teams do? They paid forward. They last year, but whatever it was, the last day of June or whatever it was that when that time
paid
was.
Paid forward.
So those rosters that were built, there was a lot of things went in. That's been well discussed.
Yeah.
That people's bank accounts were.
They wiped them out.
Were going great, though. People were getting them dropped into their bank accounts on the last day of June.
Right.
Players.
Yeah, paid them forward.
Then that all went away. if you just think about it locally, you know, we have Carson and runs the best, probably the best collective there probably is in the country. Nothing more organized than 1890. You don't hear a massive push for money to 1890 because it's like, well, where is the money going? Because it's all legit NIL
part right
now. And it has to be cleared through the clearinghouse, and the clearinghouse is way behind. That's where you hear about teams saying, okay, you know what? The clearinghouse is way behind. We're moving forward with the old system. That's what's going on.
You understand?
You're going there. It's going, hey,
listen.
It's
confusing to people, but that's right. You've explained it well.
If you listen to the AD from Arkansas say there's people that are in the third lane right now, and that's not us.
Yeah, you better get in the third lane there,
But that's what's going on.
Jump over there to that third lane now.
Because that's so people are building their rosters.
You'll get left behind.
They're going, hey, listen, we're moving on with this thing.
But is that Wisconsin jumping into the third lane? Is that what you're hearing? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know that. My biggest concern is what you brought up yesterday and that we've brought up before. Some sort of unbridled enthusiasm. You don't see that at Wisconsin.
Now, when you're
not scoring, it's really hard. But when you do score against Maryland in the last play, you'd like to see some sort of excitement.
From your head coach.
Yeah, you get a fake punt, get excited. But these kids just executed a play. Do something.
He had zero reaction.
He said didn't no react reaction at all. For weeks.
He didn't react at all.
He's been stone-faced for weeks.
In fact, he acted like nothing happened. Anyway, this is fascinating that they went and asked publicly for money.
After back-to-back shutouts. I don't think the timing was right at all.
The letter. If someone says, I'm going to write a letter, I'd be like, hang on a second.
Are you sure?
Because
Let's
I don't know
think
any
this
time,
one through
how
for
many times
a second.
You got a letter.
Hang on.
I think that probably the most upset about was they didn't jump when they could have jumped 6 months ago and built a better roster.
Yep.
Yeah.
But the same things happen. It's like you go through all these fails right now. What is going on? Quarterback fails. It's almost across the board where there's epic fails. It's quarterback fails.
When we come back, song of the day and Bill's thrills on an early break in the ticket.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.